Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Ranger Nation, this is ShatterRay22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to our very first commentary. Yay!
Yes.
This is also the first thing we're ever recording after I've become host, so yeah, bear with us, because this isn't ain't easy.
It's gonna be a little patchy.
Yes. We need some time to gel, so...
It's a WIP.
Well, you just heard them, so joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Howdy, bitches.
And Amber.
Greetings and salutations.
Alrighty, so we got our intros out of the way, so let's get to what we're reviewing today, or commentating on, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, So today we will be watching episode 16 of Power Rangers Dino Supercharged, titled Freaky Fight Day. In this episode, the Dino Charge Rangers are determined to catch the Vandal, who has been spray painting the museum walls.
Scandalo.
Scandalo. Meanwhile, Snide convinces Lord Arcanon that he can help him steal the Energems. I wonder how.
I don't know about that.
We'll see. For this grid commentary, we will be watching this episode on Netflix, intro and all. So to sync up, begin. The countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Long ago, an alien named Cuber.
You must keep
the energy safe.
For 5 seconds before you're blown up by a bomb.
By the teenagers in skinny jeans. And a pair of shorts.
They had to change the narration for season two, but it just doesn't vibe as much as the season one narration.
Yeah, there's no what's a bomb.
Like, I can't, like, perfectly recite this. I can perfectly recite the season one narration.
Oh, yes.
You have a problem.
Oh, kinky.
Ooh, kinky.
I love these suits from Curvature.
Oh, wow. Tentacles. This is a kid
show. I see a hentai like that.
This is a kid show, Snide. Put that tentacle away.
I mean, I'm here
Neely
for it.
He only whips it out for special occasions, though.
Is this only the second time we've seen that tentacle?
We've seen it in the first season.
I'm going to say that symbol in the middle of his chest, it looked like a booty hole.
Kind of. She's not wrong.
I need to bring it down a little bit, damn.
Oh, right, it's teacher.
Professor Strickler, you know that's the name.
Well, Bandai doesn't. I'm just representing.
Well, Bandai kind of fell downhill around
well,
that time.
Everything
so.
Else says debauch, so I mean, let's mm-hmm. be real.
I mean, honestly, with the monster name like Ninja, I wouldn't have been surprised if this was just teacher.
Well, yeah. At least they got creative with this name.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Sin. She kind of got the butt of the joke
the booty
after
on that,
he
the
came
Vic's
back.
Body, though. Like, that was kind of a pop.
Thick Vivix.
I mean, it's more likely than you think.
Arcanon's kind of boring.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Well, it's because, like, they didn't use him until, like, almost the end of the dang series. And it's like...
Yeah, the last, like, they only used him in, like, 5 episodes.
Hey, it's me, Beach.
Amber's Beach. Oh, that ain't the first time Riley went through a glory hole like that.
I mean, that's...
That's kinky.
I mean, that's like a really good glory hole.
Just needs to be a little bit bigger for Chase.
And those are some white-ass... Those are
yeah,
some white-ass
you
shoes.
Are not a real graffiti artist. Your shoes would not be that white.
Do we have to?
I mean, Coda can get away with it. He's done it before. He eats too many pretzel burgers.
Honestly, Coda's the only character that can do that.
Do burgers make you gassy?
Yeah, I mean, it's meat.
If it's a bad burger.
It's oily.
That's true. Oh.
Yeah, his clothes are way too clean for someone who's been tagging.
Two Ivans.
That's kind of hot.
Am I dreaming?
Can I be the cream filling in that sandwich?
The theme song.
I need to like Brett reel it in, Brett.
When the bread turns into karaoke.
For good themes. In a world full of stress, we must fight to survive.
Just start a drinking game when someone wears a pair of tight skinny jeans.
There is only one chance to take a right stance. Hold tight, keep our power alive. Go, go, Power Rangers. Don't you ever stop. Go, go, Power Rangers. You will rise up to the top. Rangers forever. Dino Charge. All together.
We all know why none of us are professional singers, though.
True. I sound like Mariah Carey. It's
Power Rangers. Power Rangers. Dino Charge. And wow, thank you for everybody who kept viewing after that.
Going back to that opening, though, I hate that last shot before the logo with, like...
Okay, this green screen effect is fucking terrible, though.
They photoshopped Aquaranger to purple.
Trash.
Like, let's get into this. Green screen
is not bad with the two Ivans. Oh, not two Ivans, two Dobbies.
Blah, 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 granddaddy.
Oh, look at that face. Ooh, that Charlie
Cannon
face.
Cannon, Ivan fucks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a woman, though, so...
I mean, bisexuals exist, Ray.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Ivan's totally... I mean, hello, Chase is right there.
But he doesn't have his platinum card, though, so...
That's fine.
Zach. That look, though.
With an H.
That was a look that was like, I mean, I would hit it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it does, like... That's objectively good order. Uh-huh. Oh, she's gonna kill his ass. Like, you saw that. That
Do
was
not
like.
Cross Miss Morgan.
That jaw clinch and eye roll combo.
Miss Morgan.
That bitch is dead.
Okay. We're
bringing back random monsters to match the Sentai footage. I mean, this is the season of bringing back random monsters because of Sentai footage.
I mean, we saw the Sentai did it too, so.
I mean, let's be honest. Kyoryuger brought back the same, like, four creatures, like, how many fucking times?
I mean, Ice Age and Stingrage and Meteor, how many times did they come back?
Exactly.
It's still annoying to me that it's just, like, Ice Age, Stingrage, Meteor. I'm like, they're a trio. Well, you're gonna give
I'm
them
an
a
age.
Cool name or something.
Had a Meteor Age. It's so easy.
Or they could have just called them something else entirely.
Yeah. I love that. That just flicked open.
Oh, shut up, Heckle. You've done worse.
Right.
You destroyed a planet.
What?
That's rude, because that was objectively pretty decent graffiti.
Yeah.
That paint doesn't even match.
No. He's not taking off, he's just covering it up.
Aww. Riley giving his new boyfriend a drink.
Riley, you need to put it away.
He literally flirts with anything with a penis in the season.
I mean,
even Zenowing.
That's such a cute nickname, Ives.
Ugh. Chill out, Ives.
Ship.
I mean, Zach's kind of a hipster, so makes sense. Like, it's art, Grandpa. It's art, man.
Oh, and he has an earring. Wow, he is so cool.
Which is that the gate ear?
I don't know. There's a gay ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, that was code.
What?
Oh, you sweet baby. You didn't know.
I'm baby.
You sweet summer child.
Like, technically, both of you are too young to really know. But there was all kind. There was like a bandana code. Mm-hmm.
I know about that.
I imagine Jay would be able to tell you more about it than me. But yeah, there was like, there was all kinds of random codes. To tell people, like, hey, you like dick, don't you?
That's so interesting.
But why did you know. Have an open bucket history. Of orange paint, though? Like, that's all I want to know is why was there an open bucket of orange paint sitting precariously on top of that?
Of a box. I would love to, like, have, like, lunch at, like, a pop-up Dino Bite Cafe at PMC or something.
Oh, that would be a great idea. Also, a beanie so now. Funny. Can you be more hipster, Zach?
Yes.
I mean, when your hair looks like shit.
It doesn't show, like, this episode, we don't see him listening to vinyls or anything.
So. I mean, I'm sure he has a Walkman with cassettes in it. God, Ivan's just an old man this episode.
I mean,
my boy. I'm gonna teach you real art, not this hip.
They gotta hand fist the fact that they're like from two different generations or eras. Like
hundreds of years. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Davi really needed to go to the chiropractor for carrying this series. His back is in pain.
Honestly, he is like one of the greatest actors we've had in this season.
Like,
series.
This is a really great cast. But, like, that means something when I'm saying, like, against this great cast that somebody has to, like, basically carry the season on their back.
Pretty much.
Well, he knows exactly what show he's on, and he lets us have it.
Oh, that is, those are the best actors when they know exactly what show they're on.
When you make us eat it up, like, mwah, delicious. Mm-hmm.
It's like you're on a kid's show, like.
Ham it up.
Like, be a little hammy, but, like, also.
Well, fuck you, man. I like it.
Like, I mean, but, like, don't be a bad actor. Like, because kids can tell when you're just being funny and kind of hammy, as opposed to just being, like, kind of douche and, like.
Yeah, Dinah's trying to channel the humor well instead of being like, derp or der, let me fall on something.
Right.
Victor Armani.
Ben and Betty.
Oh, you leave Ben and Betty alone. I actually kind of like them.
They're okay, but they get...
They do actually have some episodes where they actually like, added to something.
Yeah, they like, most of the time, they have a little bit of something they're doing.
They had to connect Cajones to switch a guy and a girl that like each other.
You know what?
Megaforce.
You just hate everything that's fun and joyful in this world.
Totally not awesome.
Ooh, I've got boobs now. What the fuck?
What is this, Scooby-Doo?
Non-heinous.
I mean, you know, Riley looked at himself naked when he got home.
I remember when this came out, and I was literally that scene from Scooby-Doo where Freddy is like, and he's in Daphne's body. He's like,
I can make myself naked.
Honestly, that's Shelby and Tyler, and that's Riley and Ivan.
Like, I literally remember posting that on Twitter. I was like, this episode.
Mm-hmm.
That is so funny and accurate.
I mean, if I was in, like, somebody I liked's body, I mean, it's a little gross, but also, like, I would make that joke at least.
Right.
I mean, they all switched clothes, so they all saw each other naked.
Yes.
That's canon.
Like, I mean, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna look down my shirt there, but, like, they changed clothes, so.
Mm-hmm.
Which, why wouldn't you just stay in the clothes you were in because you were, like, you were in your civilian clothes when you... That's just something. I was like, I guess you're trying to, like, push the funny.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, like, why would you want to wear the other person's clothes? Because they don't fit you.
Mm. I mean, that is a thing that happens later on.
Michael Tabor, you were not selling that lip sync.
Yeah, it's a little too wow.
Like, sis, like, it was not, like, and Davi threw him, like, a softball.
Yeah.
Like, that was a softball for ADR, and...
I don't even know why they switch voices, though.
Because it's hilarious. Oh my god, remember Class Dismissed with, like, Nikia Baris?
Oh,
nope.
Really?
Oh, no.
Class Dismissed.
Sorry, I didn't go there.
You didn't go to whatever school that was?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Tyler wears his pants tight enough that he probably
fit Shelby's
pants. I
mean, I think
those
are the same pants that he was wearing earlier in the episode.
Well, true, but he could probably fit in Shelby's pants, too. He wears it tight enough. Uh-huh. Honestly,
Yoshi James in those Davis pants, though. I'm going to be a little bit gross. I'm like, Yoshi in those pants.
James Davies probably did the best as the person he was playing.
He really got up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Quite terrible, I say.
I mean, me.
Stop ruining my body, Coda. I don't have abs like you.
Ruining his body. Like, it was a fucking tomato.
It was a garbage tomato, though. It was in the garbage.
That means it's unhealthy.
Maybe it was rolling around in some feces. You don't know.
Ew. Why do we always have to go there?
Oh, Zenawing. All right.
Oh, my God.
You should have been the mentor. Sorry.
Honestly, yeah. Sorry, Keeper. I love you and your creepy CGI.
Like, my area is a very, like, Keeper is fucking useless area, and why did he even get made? Because he looks fucking creepy!
M'lady.
Like, some shitty eye-blinking, like, effect. I'm like, no, you have a beautiful rainbow birdman.
You had that suit right there.
You had a beautiful rainbow birdman in decent condition, and you didn't use it. I'm insulted. I'm personally insulted. Like, just, I'm insulted.
Ivan pretending to be Riley, pretending to flirt with Zach is another level of mindfuckery. That's like...
I feel like they did this premise so they can get away with having Ivan and his great-grandson in the same area without having to do the whole green screen double take thing.
Because that looks like
shit. Yeah, that makes sense. I totally believe that.
Because Ivan can have a conversation with Zach without having to be like, okay, get us at a stunt double to see the back of his head.
Right. And no lie, I wish Zach would have came back in, like, other episodes. Like, come on.
He cameoed for, like, 5 seconds in the finale to hold a mirror up.
Bullshit.
Well, I
call it shenanigans.
I've only drank strawberry smoothies, but look at this lime smoothie. Like,
where the fuck do you get lime smoothies? I've never been anywhere that's like, oh yes, here is a lime smoothie. Unless, like, there's, like, Jamba Juice. But I go to a Smoothie King. They don't have a lime smoothie. Because people don't fucking lime in their smoothies.
Ivan as Riley explaining bisexuality to Zach?
I think he's trying to.
I think so. I thought the same thing.
I can't be reading into that too much, right?
I was like, I only had strawberry, but then I tried lime. And I like this too.
We don't need to be projecting onto this, okay?
We reviewed this already in this timeline, but... I mean, the bisexual artist thing from episode 4.
Right.
Yeah, I relate to that.
You're a painter.
Level.
You're a painter? How come you didn't tell me this? Why'd you hide this?
Yeah, totally. And he rolls up his pants, so that's a confirmed bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom.
I love this roll call. It's so ridiculous.
Thank you, Manager.
I still wish they could say, explosion. Like, Dino Charge Black or Dino Charge Blue.
Yeah, instead of Power Ranger.
Yeah. That's just a little nitpick thing, though.
Shelby.
Power Ranger. I love the kick thing, like, really shows you how ridiculous that kick move kind of was, though.
Yeah.
Makes for great, like, database pictures, too.
Like, the suit actress, like, she was able to get her leg, like, nice and stretched out, but, like, you could tell he was, like, not all the way extended, because, like, I mean, you do have a penis there, that kind of...
Oh, Chase was in Riley, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Shiley!
My ship.
Shiley lives.
Mm-hmm.
I fucks with that.
Oh, look, it's the rock quarry. Hey, girl.
Team up quarry, this ain't a team up.
I know, right?
I wish.
Oh my god, how ridiculous would this episode be if it was Team Up Jesus?
Suit later this year. Stay tuned.
That'd be like if, like, the Dino Charge Rangers switched bodies with, like, another team or something.
That would be interesting.
It would probably be. Because didn't they say they were going to do a Mega Force team? Oh no, Ninja's still Team Up, right?
Hmm?
But why?
They said they were going to do a Dino Charge and Ninja Steel team up.
They were going to do one until Dimensions, and they were like, we don't have enough money for that. So, yeah, we can't do
that. I would have rather them not waste the money on Dimensions.
Oh, I mean, Dimensions is fine.
Yeah.
Is it,
though? The Poison Show is better, don't at me.
Like, I'm like, Is it though?
It's fine.
It's fine.
To you.
Why? I mean, it's Ninja Steel, so.
It's Ninja Steel, and there's Tommy in it, and we all know how I feel about Tommy in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just I just need to call the whole man disposal service, and just I need to throw away the whole man.
Erase this eraser.
Oh, Tyler.
I mean, relatable.
Yes, gone.
Debuff. Go. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what's a debuff?
Debuff.
Oh, what does that mean?
I'm still mad that I never got like a Kyoto Silver figure art. Like,
did they make
like,
one?
They stopped at gold.
That's some boo.
Like, because they were releasing them in 2-packs, and I would have continued to buy them in 2-packs.
Maybe they'll make a Lightning collection with how much they love Dino Charge.
I'm hoping, because I would really love to have a full collection in, mm-hmm. like, a normal size, not the little dinky baby
with a
ones.
Zenowing head.
Ew, that would look so weird. I mean,
well, we have them in the dinky little ones, though. Like,
we got the doggy head for Shadow, so...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we got every color for the regular figure line. It just would have been nice to like get them from Japan, but Japan doesn't like action figures. So.
Weak mag to be marking on. You are not Sledge, and you will never will be.
No. You will never be her.
It's so jarring to see the change between the gold suits. I hate it.
I'm not the fan of the mustardy. So
it's like you're telling me you can't get gold fucking like Lycra. Bitch.
Because, like, the gold suit in original Beast Morphers footage looks amazing.
Yeah, looks accurate to what we're seeing.
Looks like washed
out.
I guess the bond was being
white.
Cheap with the fabric? I don't know.
They spent money on these shitty fucking armor pieces.
I don't care for it.
I'm sorry, guys. That's my controversial opinion that will get my Power Rangers card revoked. Is I fucking hate suit, like, in robot suits.
I mean, like, it would be fine if they actually use them outside the cockpit, but, like, what's the point? I'm like, yeah, to sell figures, but use them outside the cockpit.
One time
like,
was Super Samurai for the finale.
Like,
that was only the Red Shogun mode.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen it done in a season where it was done well.
Oh.
And it's, and like, the thing is, like, you can't even use it as an excuse to sell toys, because those toys fucking shelf warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I see them go for $1.
I mean, Beast Morphers kind of learned from them because they didn't have cockpit suits.
Good.
I mean, they had some weird visor for Red Beast Morphers when he fired his little gun in
his
cockpit.
I can live with, like, maybe one extra, like a quote-unquote battleizer type figure for one character. But, like, it was so hard to find the regular figures because these stupid Dino Drive figures, like, flooded the shelves.
The Dino Drives and the Dino Super Drive and then the T-Rex Supercharge and then all the million monster figures they did, which I loved. I loved that.
The monster figures
Hey, look, the split emitters.
Oh.
Mm, the split emitters.
What are they going to use that for?
Uh-oh.
I wonder if they're going to show up again somehow.
Ruh-roh.
Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Wink, nudge, nudge, wink. Foreshadowing.
Oh, wait, why was that purple and green? Hashtag Charlie.
Yeah. Kendall put the essence of Charlie in there to split them up.
I mean, she ships it.
Oh, for sure. Everyone on that team does, period.
They know it's endgame.
Yeah. Hard not to.
You... are a shitty server. You wouldn't lay that down.
I would love to do a Dino Bite Cafe cosplay. I'd say that
should.
A lot. I should.
Oh my god, that is not how big he is.
I mean, he's buff, but he's not that buff.
But also, doesn't that make it kind of a boyfriend hoodie, and therefore totally worth his weight in gold?
Also, it's comfier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, that's worth his weight in gold. I mean, girls steal that stuff all the time, so.
Aww. What the fuck is that seat that you're sitting on? Is that like a giraffe?
Ivan accepting his grandson's arch.
That's what's always bothered me. Why are these smoothies so runny with domed lids?
Because they have to sit on the set for hours.
I accept you being an artist.
I put flat lids on them.
That's his O face.
Oh.
I miss this cast. I miss them so much.
Well, you'll see him soon. You'll see him soon. Well, some of them.
Probably October.
Like, we should have got, like, a full, like, 50-episode season with them. I'm sorry.
That would have been great. Alrighty. Alrighty. So that was the end of our commentary. Does anybody have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
It was gay.
Yes, it was.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty. It was
Honestly, that bisexual smoothie allegory.
Mm-hmm. I can't ignore that now. It was a few years ago as it is today.
also, Riley looking down Zach is like, hello.
Yeah, like, I mean, any, like, guy that comes into the show, like, I mean, what's his name from episode 3 or whatever? His ex-boyfriend.
Birch? Honestly, anything with a penis, Riley wants, so.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah,
he's like, ooh, hey, baby. I'm just like, sweetie, put it away.
So what do we think of everybody's performances as the other ranger in the body swap?
I think they did pretty good. I mean, we talked about it, like, Miss Thing.
They could have went further.
His ADR didn't line up that well, but
yeah, some of them did better than others. Like, I liked Brennan and Camille's interpretation of each other. They did really good. Honestly, I didn't really feel Yoshi as Chase.
No, all he did was move around on a skateboard.
Yeah,
I mean, he did look really good in those tight pants. Yes. Chase is good at looking good. So I mean, I think he did a good job.
Mm-hmm. James Davies' quota was really good too. I think he was the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was the best? Because I really love Tyler and Shelby.
Yeah, those were really good. But I mean, James Davies really did a good quota. From what little we saw.
We can just all admit, like, one was just not that great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, but nobody was the worst thing ever.
Like,
no way. I honestly just think it's, like, always fun, like, when we get, like, a body swap episode.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, wait and see, guys. Beast Morphers is a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the time, I thought Dino Supercharge was, like, a big dip from Dino Charge, and it kind of is in some cases, but it's still really fun.
Yeah, like...
I think in most cases, it's just the villains that dips.
Yeah, I think they kind of maybe lost the lead a little bit, story-wise, just because, like, the first season was so strong.
Yeah.
And I think they blew their load on some villains really early.
Yeah, honestly, they got... Also, they had 8 energems by the time the season 1 is ending, so they only had 2 energems to
do. And then, like, obviously, they were really into, like, making new footage for, like, you know, for stuff, but then they didn't do anything with the new Rangers. And I'm like, but you could have done, like, just them doing worse and only using the Zords for the main Rangers. Like,
also you didn't have to use...
You've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Also, you didn't have to use every single villain. Like, this season alone, we got Heckle, Snide, Lord Arcanon, Singe, Doomwing.
And Heckle wasn't Sledge even in the series. Like, Heckle wasn't even in proper Kyoryuger. Like, it was like the side movie.
Yeah, Heckle's great though, but it's like...
No, but I'm just saying, that suit didn't have a lot of footage from the series, like, only in the Dino Team Up movie.
Mm-hmm. Which was why
people carries that partnership. Like, Snide is so boring.
Yeah. Honestly, Snide's best up is in Beast Morphers, to be honest.
Oh, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll see.
I haven't, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
Someday.
We're getting a little too spoily here, so
we done? Yeah, Ray, calm down.
I think we're good.
Yeah. I think we've covered it.
Okay. So that is the end of our first commentary. So what did you think of the episode, guys, listening out there? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we're commentating on our very first team-up and two-parter from Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 24 and 25, Reinforcements from the Future, Part 1 and 2. #LeatherGenRealness. Leather Gen Realness.
Yes, bitch!
Yes!
Yes,
my queen!
Mm-hmm. But before that, we will be releasing our first ever top five best and worst ranking episodes, ranking seasons.
Yeah.
I think, mm-hmm. like, we got, yes, like, we're... what else are we doing in this quarantine?
We are giving you the content, hunties. We're giving content every week, sometimes twice a week, because we want them views. We want a bigger audience.
We want to be more.
Mm-hmm.
Together, and we can be more.
Together we are more.
Alrighty, until then, guys, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.